people are struggling, going through things, connect with those that's one of the minds of Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, you can go fast by yourself, but you can go forward with somebody else. Amen. Yeah. And God wants us to be united as one. There is always somebody else that has something that you need.
Yeah.
Amen. So when you are connected as a body of four as one, it's something beautiful that comes together. That's when Christ, all of us as one, come together collectively as a body. We're needs and traveling, man. We have little parts of it. But when we come together, it's kind of like the Captain Planet. So this thing you all today, man. You all look so beautiful, you all look so special, you all look so nice.
Thank you.
You look so good as you are.
Whoa.
Amen. And we're gonna talk about peace at last. Amen. How many of y'all need some peace in your life?
Every day.
Amen. Get that out. In the name of Jesus, a blessing. But having peace is something that the world is hurting for. And if we as Christians don't have it, then they can't get it. Because it's going to fall for us. You know, we're always looking for peace. That's the reason why I kind of chose this ring. At a beach or a peace when everything is okay. But that's the false peace. God says, the peace I give you is not like the world gives you. It's not when you intoxicate, you can't think about nothing, you just slap the joint. It's not when you say, okay, I don't have any problems today. Peace is an inward thing, intangible thing that God gives you in your soul. It's tranquilizing. It lets you know that everything is going to be okay. It lets you know that there was a price that was paid for you that you could pay
for.
I remember trying to get peace by just making sure I had everything okay. And I did all the good things that I was supposed to do. So I remember I had this awesome day where, you know, I talked to kids, about 140 kids, about how to stay drug free. And I felt pretty good about myself. And then after that, we had a business program where we had 80 kids come to the Lord at one time. And it was like awesome. And then I counseled. 10 years ago, I counseled this married couple that broke up and got back together. And now I remember feeling good about myself. And then I messed up in one situation. And my whole day was messed up. And I said, Lord, I had peace. I was containing it for a little bit. Then I had a bad thought and I had a bad thought. And I don't got peace no more, God. And God said, that's not how peace is. Let's see how peace is obtained, God. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through what?
Faith.
Through faith. Let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, Yahshua HaMashiach, the Jesus that died for your sin. He said, let us grab this.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the world wants you to grab all these other things and say you got peace. They want you to grab this. They want to grab Peter. They want to grab this. No, no. Grab this. Because you don't hold it, you'll lose it. How do you lose it? Open my hand, I grab something else. But narrow is the gate. That means that if God wants me to have this in my hand, then I gotta let something else go. I can't grab an orange that God wants me to have and grab a microphone at the same time. I gotta let one go and let the other one be. You can't entertain it. I said, you can't entertain everything that comes to your head.
Yeah.
You can't entertain all your friends, all these things, all what you got, and then entertain God at the same time.
Right.
Try to have joy at peace at the same time. You're going to have to battle. You're going to have to cheat. And let the other go. I remember I was preaching at this place called the Hope Bell Center. And I was preaching about reconciliation of Jesus. How these want to save your soul. I just came to love. And this lady jumped up, started cursing at me. I can't forgive because this person did this. And she was like, kid kind of blew me away. And I was like, do you still love him? And then now it's in your heart, that's why he wants you more. And she just stormed out, slammed the door. You know, it was, ain't one of those cushions, man. Ain't had no one. Because one person don't like you, you get distracted, and you thought, oh, please come back here. Let the person go. I got a assignment from Jesus Christ. Let this thing go. Let that person go. Let the people go. Let that thing go. Let that interview go. And bring it home to Jesus. I can't preach that message. About six people came to Jesus that day. What happened to the
right.
This is not about being accepted, y'all. We are all people. This is about finding Jesus and never letting go.
Yeah.
This is about saying, I'm reconciled. This is not even about being perfect. Oh, when I get perfect, that's not going to no, throw that idea. See, Satan knows it's coming at first. Satan will come in that idea.
Yeah.
When I get perfect, that's when I'm coming to church. No, you'll never come. This is about reconciliation. Even if it's about reconciliation, or about being perfect, pick one. God said, I will use despised things. I will use things that's not honorable to be a blessing to you. Come on. Jesus is separated from this world, God. And you have to choose him. Not have to. Get to him. Because guess what I've learned? Everything else will burn me. So when somebody comes to my life, I want to say, are you sent from Jesus? Or are you sent from something else? Do you really love me because you love Christ? Do you, you know what I want? I want you to love Christ when you love me. Refers to Jesus.
Oh,
wow. Oh. Let me see what I got in my bank account. I didn't ask you what you got in your bank account. I said, what does God want to do? I remember I had a friend, very educated, more smart than me, where he didn't have enough finances, and we wanted to do mission work. And I accepted out of faith, and I was hoping that he did the same thing. And I remember it was one of my supervisors said, if he comes with him, I'm going to give him $10,000. I'm just going to go there. God bless his heart. He gives me. I said, oh, wait, I can't wait for no tell. He said, no. I'm going to tell him. I said, why? This is a blessing. He said, I just want him to come. I said, what? Well, I just want him to come. Because if he shows up, I'm going to give it to him. But if he don't come, I'm not going to give it to him. See, God is not waiting to see if he got all the answers. I just want you to step forward. You ain't got to have everything. See, that's right. I ain't got that patience. You step forward.
Oh, my goodness.
And allow him to equip you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't let this block you from this falling on you. Mm. He's wanting you. He's feeding you. He's wanting to reveal the world to you. But what's happening? Jesus, if you said no, I'm going. I ain't got to check my friends. I ain't got to check for anybody else. Paul says, I didn't check for anybody when she called. I just went. It's a strange call. Come on, I know this.
Yes, sir.
God has took everything inside. Everything that is orange is. Everything that is orange.
Oh.
He did not create orange to reach outside the orange. He created the orange and the seeds and the
fruit.
Oh. I'm going to go to Genesis with all that thing. You know, listen, you have everything inside. When he created the sheep, when he created the shark, when he created the rat, the giraffe eats from the trees. The sheep eats from the grass. The shark eats from the ocean. Because if you needed them, he puts it inside of them to eat where they're at. He is not going to starve you. He's going to feed you exactly. Your intellect is not at the PhD level. He's going to show you and he's going to meet you exactly where you're at. If you ask God, come on, he's going to meet you where you're at.
Mm.
Yeah. Peace is knowing that God is with you, not outside of you. Because we forever chasing God.
Yes.
And I have no understanding that everything is placed inside.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's good.
Luke 17:20. Asked by the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God would come, he replied to them saying, the kingdom of God does not come with signs to observe or with visible display. Nor will people say, look, here it is, or see it, it's there. For behold, the kingdom of God is what? Is what?
Is
in you, in your heart, and among you, surrounding you. Okay, people that's connected to you, they're part of it too.
Yeah.
The Christ that makes our God. You don't need a flesh person. You need Christ person. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I remember trying to grow some watermelon in the city. And I couldn't grow it. And I talked to this one brother, because he's a farmer. I said, man, I tried to grow this watermelon and it wouldn't grow. And he said, oh, what type of soil you should use? He said, soil in my backyard. Soil in America, so you have to buy food or chicken or something. Yeah. A lot of our hearts in this American society is polluted. God is trying to bless you and try to give you something. Well, if I look like this person in the magazine, I can give you guys because I know how to stop asking questions. Stop thinking that you're smarter than them. You can't outsmart God. God created you.
Scripture that says that when God plants his seed inside of you, it's incorruptible. That means no man can destroy it. It says, he places the seed inside of you, it rises night and day, it grows, and you know it what? Not how. I don't know how the seed grows, but I know that it works.
Yeah.
I know if I plant the seed in my heart, something beautiful is going to come out of it. I know if I plant the seed in the word of my God, and when I say no weapon point against me shall prosper, I know it's not a cliche. It's something that's going to be out of me because I've seen it work in my life. So when you plant the word of God in your heart, you don't need anything. You know, some people go, I need more faith. You don't need more faith. You need to pray that you want.
Take care of this demon.
Right, right.
Every
Yes, sir.
Who got it?
That's how we victory in Christ Jesus. Uh-huh. That sounds like more than a conqueror. I'm not a conqueror. I'm calling you more. See, when I used to go to wrestling practice, and when I used to try to beat, I had fear in my heart because I could possibly lose. I had to respect my opponent because of Jesus. But what Jesus did is he took my place, beat Satan, and that's why I'm more than a conqueror. So when I step up to the, you clap, when I step up to the match, he's on grid. He is through play. Jesus told me so many things. You know how many things that you know how many disaster things that you have not even seen just because you was walking in me? How many things you would die?
Yeah.
How many things that didn't come your way just because you chose me instead of choosing you? Like you could have been healed. Like you could have.
Come on now.
You know, I'm not I've been gone a long time. No, I know this. Why? Because when I saw the seed, the seed come. Why was my plan not able to see God? Because God told him to come. He had no confidence in himself. The money was already there, waiting for him. See, you think in football, quarterback on the road. Where you at?
Yeah, where you going?
Quarterback knows where you going.
Yeah.
I can not make catches all because you ain't running around. Peace over here.
Oh.
Okay. The ground that you've been trying to fertilize in, corrupt.
Oh.
It can't grow. See, if you come to this church and you try to look for something that's wrong, you already found it. If you come to this church and try to look for Jesus, you already found it. It was a lady that was walking with Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and she was sad. And she was like, and Jesus was the guy that was walking with her. And he was walking outside of her. He said, what? They walked for 5 miles until Mary Magdalene said, oh, you're Jesus. And then Jesus disappeared. And I learned something in this story. Jesus disguised himself from people that's not having faith in him. The Bible says this over and over again about how Jesus disguised himself. If you got pride, you can't see him. If you humble yourself, he'll allow you to see
him. Yeah.
I know this. Yeah. Hallelujah. I got a scripture. Here you go. John 9:35. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, and when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man said, tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you now. Then the man said, Lord, I believe. He worshiped him. Jesus said, for judgment I have come to this world so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. So some Pharisees who were with him heard him say and asked, what? Are we blind too? Jesus said, if you were blind, you wouldn't be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can't see, you remain guilty.
Oh, come on.
He says, you're put out of living water. got it. It's not hell. It's a God gives you.
Yeah.
We never want to want it, so we can encourage him.
Right, exactly.
See, when you still under the law, you still believe it's about being perfect, and you run away from God.
Mm.
I ain't doing it right now, so I can't fix it. No, this is about reconciliation.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. It's about humpy dumpy still off the wall, and I'll put the humpy dumpy back together again.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about, because we all glory to God, I'm ready to swear.
Yeah.
So we all have cracks. Yeah. Ain't nobody in this place come in correct.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody mad at the devil, man.
Yeah.
Everybody come into this place jacked up and showing up.
Yeah.
Somebody just said something that's sure. It's something that messes with peace. And when you hear that sweet sound of that confirmation word, ain't nothing like it. See, it's good. You'll be like, man, nobody knew I was going to do that through that, but Jesus.
Yeah.
This is how Mary Magdalene was walking with Jesus. She didn't recognize him until she recognized, oh, you are the giver. I know who you are. You don't recognize until you hear him in the spirit.
Yeah.
Remember I said last week, God got a special delivery for you? Well, we trying to we try to look at package instead of looking at Christ. How God wanted me to be a blessing in the school, and 80% of people is dropping out, and God told me to hang out with my new buddies, we high and boo. And they helped me with my math stuff. We try to package God. God, I can only receive you if you look like this. What happens when God will look like you and he comes in another way and another package? Will you receive me or will you receive yourself? Let the knowledge flow, God. Can't let the knowledge flow if you look at you. Let the knowledge flow if you look at me. I can say, when you see me, you shall find me. That means that he's not hiding from you in a way he's trying to block you. He's hiding from prideful people that said, I'm choosing myself over you.
Yeah.
And I humble myself. And I see. I'm just like Mary that was had been down to me and just start watching Jesus feet and tears and appointment. And everybody else would think. Jesus said, if you were the one who's going to write. Everybody else happened and stuff. Jesus, he says, I am here. What does it mean when Jesus says, I am here? That's the kind of celebration should we be in. Celebration don't begin when you graduate. Celebration don't begin when you get married.
Yeah.
Celebration don't begin when you get whatever you talk that you think you got in your mind. The celebration begins when Jesus sets you free. A jubilee! I think that now you only come on, oh God, bring on the regular. I said, please don't want to hold for Steve, Jesus, and that rain is going to come up soon. We come on, bring it on out, man. I'm not going to get worked. We don't have the old company no more. It's gone. We don't have to touch the hill of the garments.
You have a better covenant.
That's why you have the Holy Spirit living inside you. It's sealed, locked, you have a difference.
I'm
alright. Sounds sealed in the middle,
baby.
Yeah. Right. Who's the one? That means that you don't have to play the good place you want to be. You don't have to try to make way to do this. I'm here. And I love you. You can't survive without love. And then it's starting to work. If you're the baby, It's a miracle when you don't touch baby the back of the pants. You nurture that baby. We have people at home that professional people up. That's a job. You know, they even wow, they don't get it for a lie. We just need to get it. Man, she's not near my friend.
Yeah. Come on.
If I hear the word, it's not. This is the question that God says. It's
good.
It's like a soul. It's like you walk around like you're good with your zombie. That's your dead. You have no time to do all the scripture, man, but that's all right.
You know,
it's not your brain that I'm working with. It's the spirit of me that they're going to see. Stop worrying about your blessing. See, I need you to
see.
Right. The spirit. I look at that. If you got all the teeth, the eyes got it. See, if you can begin to get work, also will. It starts with him.
That's right.
It starts with him. It's on him. It's on you. Look at him. Get your eye off somebody who doesn't say something crazy. It's only a distraction. So you can get your eyes in your pain. Stop getting your eyes in Jesus. How many distractions have you had that beat you in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Skeptics. Show me first. God said this. Valentine's. It's come times. When you came back in the bed. So put your hand on the side. See, look at the wounds. My hands. It's time to believe all that the disciples are. He said, Lord Jesus, I believe. He said, the only reason why he believes is this. That's for those who don't see and believe. He said, this is going to be a new world order now. He says, I'm not going to keep on this popular in the flesh. He says, no, now on, if you want me, I'm going to be in the spirit. And then you can find me, that means that you can have one and everything else down around you. He says, I want to hear from you, Jesus. I'm going to change the world. Jesus. Nothing else. There is love like you. No one else can touch my heart like you. I can search for eternity long and find there.
Worship in spirit and truth.
Whatever is smiting your life right now.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, you're so good, Jesus. You're sweeter than a